And we're back here on Unusual Sources, 93.3 CFMU FM, again bringing you the sources you don't ordinarily get to hear in the corporate media. And this week we will be discussing an upcoming event in Hamilton, a special event with Dr. Norman Finkelstein, who's been to Hamilton before and everyone enjoyed his talk. And we're going to be speaking about that with Grace Batchoon, and she is a Vice President of Public Relations for the Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East. Let's see if we have her on the line. Grace, can you hear me?
I am here.
Excellent.
Yes, I can hear you.
Perfect. No, and you're coming in loud and clear. That's excellent.
Great.
Well, we're all very excited. Friends of mine at McMaster and elsewhere, some of them, they've never heard Dr. Finkelstein speak before, and he's a very exciting and world-renowned lecturer. I remember watching him on television in Lebanon, being interviewed there, and he's been all over the world touring the United States and just about everywhere. And now he's coming to Hamilton. He's scheduled to speak at Mohawk College. Now, I understand there's been perhaps an impediment or an obstacle to him speaking here. I was just wondering, would you be able to tell us a bit about some of the roadblocks you've encountered just in trying to have this simple, straightforward lecture take place?
Sure, I'd be happy to. And thank you for hosting me, and thank you for giving me this opportunity. So CGPME, Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East, we, on a regular basis, we host speakers. We hosted recently Gideon Levy, the Israeli Haaretz, award-winning journalist. We hosted Mustafa Barghouti. We hosted John Dugard, United Nations Special Rapporteur to the Middle East. So we do that on a regular basis. This time, we're doing the tour with Dr. Finkelstein. It's a five-city tour. And when we do a tour, we do have quite a few members in Hamilton who really encouraged us to, you know, you're always bringing your speakers, you know, Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, Vancouver, and so on. Why don't you bring them to Hamilton? So we said, sure.
Well, we certainly appreciate that.
Yeah, that's great. So when we are looking for hosting a lecture, we try to say, okay, how many people do we think we are expecting? What would be a good venue? We want a place where it could be available, it's easily accessible, and so on. One of our members had suggested Mohawk College, and we said, great, we'll try that. So we did call them. The room was available. And they told us the price. They said, this is the price of the room. It's $400. You have to pay for insurance and taxes. And we said, fine, no problem. So we did sign a contract with them. We paid the amount as soon as they sent us the contract. Everything was confirmed. And, you know, when you organize events, there's lots of works involved. You have to create your marketing materials, your flyers, your posters. You put it up on your website. You communicate it to the people on our email list, Facebook, the whole thing. So there's lots of works involved in putting together an event. So
it was a big undertaking. You had to put all that publicity out there.
There's always lots of work. You know, anyone who had organized events, they know this is not you know, there's lots of work in organizing an event, and we always try to do our events with excellence. We are a professional organization. We are a not-for-profit, a secular organization, and we try to do everything with excellence. Anyone who had been to our events could attest that we try to really make them memorable events. So everything was confirmed. The communication went out. And then last Friday, we get a letter saying that you have to pay $1,400 for security, and $1,500. And if you don't pay that, your event is canceled. So right away, we picked up the phone. We tried to rationalize. We tried to say, look, this is not fair. You didn't tell us about security beforehand. You never even brought it up. We already paid. We signed a contract. We've already agreed. We've already announced the event. Is there any compromise? And they were very, very adamant, no, there is no compromise, there is no negotiation, you don't pay, your event is canceled. Can I talk to anyone? Can we do anything? Any possibility to? And I kept saying, look, you know, it makes no sense. Like, we're expecting around 100 to 125 people. Like, why do you need 8 security guards? Like, that alone, it's scary to people. Like, imagine you go to an event, just having excessive security in itself is provocative.
Oh, yes.
And unnecessary. But they were, it's like, they didn't even want to talk to me. I tried to be as, you know, trying to compromise as much as possible, try to find a solution, very adamant, you don't pay, we're canceling your event, period.
Well, had there been any major disruptions, outbursts of violence, riots, anything like that at previous events with Dr. Finkelstein?
You know, we hosted Dr. Finkelstein 17 times, 17 times prior to this tour, not including this tour. Never, ever we had any issue. One of our members had written to Dr. Finkelstein, and him on his own, he wrote to the president of Mohawk. And in his statement, he said, I lecture in any 1 year and on average in 40 cities. I give on average 40 lectures a year. And these are the words of Dr. Finkelstein. In the last 5 years, never ever there was any incident.
Hmm.
And I'll be happy to send you his note, that the few lines that he wrote. And yesterday, by the way, the event was held at Queens in Kingston. They had approximately 300 people. There were no security. They didn't even ask for security, and went extremely smoothly as expected. So we really don't, we never ever had an issue. I've traveled with so many speakers, and it's not that we're against security. If they had said from the beginning, look, we think maybe it's a good idea to have one or two, and this is going to be your cost, maybe we would have considered it. But you cannot do that after a contract is signed. Like, imagine you bought, you want to go to Florida, you bought a ticket to Florida, and you do your shopping, as we all do, on Expedia or wherever, and it's $500, and you say, you know what, like, that's a good price, I'll go with them. And here you are, you have your ticket, you paid for it, they charge your credit card, you're about to board the plane, and they say, excuse me, we changed our mind. You've got to pay another $2,000 to board the plane.
Yes, well, how many days before the event did they let you know about this?
This last Friday.
Okay, so what, like a week?
We got it on Friday, and we've already, paid. They sent us the contract, it's confirmed, we've signed it, we've paid it.
But they're saying,
charged our credit card.
Give us another $1,500 for that.
You can't do that. You just can't do that.
Well,
and if you're so concerned, we didn't ask for security. If you're so concerned for security, we don't need them. We don't need eight. Like, I wouldn't want to be somewhere and you've got eight security. Like, why?
Well, this was an issue when we had Galloway at McMaster. George Galloway spoke at McMaster. And there was this big security concern. People's bags were searched coming in. They searched the room for bombs. There were members of the police tactical units at the event, as well as McMaster security. And we certainly appreciate working with McMaster security and them giving help. But the police presence was so heavy that it caused Galloway to ask us, why are there so many police here? I've spoken in Egypt, I've spoken in Palestine, and never have there been, or has there been such a huge police presence? Is it because of something people might do to us, or something we might do to other people? We need to talk about why there's so much fear and so much concern. And so certainly he felt that there didn't need to be that heavy of a presence. And now you have this at Mohawk. I've seen Dr. Norman Finkelstein speak before, and there have never been any problems of violence, threats. There have been people that disagreed with him, and he was happy to discuss
things. He welcomes that, and it's normal, and that's what a university or a college should encourage.
And that's really important, because some people say, well, he's going to present a one-sided view, or we should have the other side, but he's there to talk with people. He's going to listen to dissenting viewpoints. People are going to bring them up, and there's going to be a whole floor of discussion where people can deal with that.
And people are free to invite whoever they want.
That's right. So if they want to present a counter opinion to Dr. Finkelstein,
invite anyone you want. Any organization could schedule any event, could invite any speaker. And that's why we have, the freedom of speech. People have the right to their opinions. And this guy is a scholar. He is a renowned scholar. And I've traveled with him. I'm telling you, this guy, when he gets a book, he reads all the footnotes before starting to read the book. And everything that he says, he's always saying, okay, this is from here and there, and it's all facts. It's all, his objective is to promote justice and peace, and these are the kind of speakers that we tend to invite, the people who really want to promote and get people to question what would it take to promote justice and peace.
Yes, and you see people in Egypt, in Tunisia, looking for squares, places where they can speak freely, have political dissent. Yes. People are giving blood for that. And here in Canada, we have the privilege or the right to speak. We have freedoms, and at least if you pay $1,500, you can have free speech at Mohawk. I guess there's a price attached even in Canada. So that's something we're looking to oppose and make it.
That's not acceptable. It's like, why are you trying to make it so difficult, not only for us, for other organizations, to have free speech? Like, why are you trying to make it so prohibitive? This is not acceptable.
Absolutely. So I'm going to mention after the interview where people can go to the event. You're still selling tickets because you want to go ahead. You want to fight this. And where can people go to the website to learn more about the immediate releases?
Go to www.c for Canadians, J for Justice, P for Peace, MEMiddleEast.org. So it's www.cjpme.org, and all the informations are there about all the events of this tour. Like tonight, it's happening at York. It's completely sold out. We're expecting over 500 people, and we don't expect any issue at all.
Absolutely. It's always been a successful tour, and it doesn't have to be as painful as it's being made for us.
Well,
I'd like to thank you so much, Grace. This is wonderful. I'm going to put this interview online. People can access it. I know there's a campaign to ensure that this event happens. So thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Thank you for your work.
And we appreciate you being on the program.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
And that is Grace Batshoon, Vice President of Public Relations for CJPME. That's Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East. And the event will be taking place at Mohawk College. It is Saturday, February 19th. If you want to get tickets, it's best to go through CJPME at this time. So you should go to their website at cjpme.org, or you can give them a call. You can call Patricia at 450-812-7781. And there's some press releases, the immediate press release, as well as a web campaign on the website. And you can also look up Thomas Woodley, who we've interviewed on this program before, and he's at 438-380-5410.